Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I Am Just Here, For More Food, by Alton Brown is a baking-focused companion to his earlier kitchen science work, blending cookbook practicality with an accessible explanation of how baking actually functions. Rather than treating recipes as fixed instructions, Brown frames baking as a system where ingredients, mixing, and heat interact to produce predictable results. The book's purpose is to help home bakers understand the underlying behavior of core components, such as flour proteins, fats, sugars, eggs, water, and leaveners, so they can troubleshoot and improve consistency. A central organizing idea is that many baked goods can be understood through a handful of mixing approaches, which shape texture, structure, and rise. Brown's voice is characteristically witty and teacherly, using sidebars, historical notes, and practical kitchen guidance to turn technical concepts into usable know-how. The result reads less like a photo-driven dessert collection, and more like a culinary primer for people who want to bake with confidence and intention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, baking as a system, ingredients plus mixing plus heat. A defining contribution of the book is its insistence that baking outcomes are not mysterious. Brown presents baking as an interaction between ingredients, mechanical action, and temperature, and he encourages readers to think in terms of cause and effect. Instead of memorizing steps, you learn what each step is meant to accomplish, such as building structure, trapping gases, or controlling tenderness. This perspective helps explain why small changes matter in baking more than in many savory contexts, because baked goods often rely on narrow windows of hydration, aeration, and set time. The book repeatedly connects technique to physical results, how mixing can develop or limit gluten, how incorporating air changes crumb, and how heat transforms batters and doughs through expansion, evaporation, and setting. This system's view also supports smarter substitutions, because you can evaluate what role an ingredient plays before swapping it. The overall lesson is to bake with intention, using observation and understanding to achieve repeatable results across breads, cakes, cookies, pies, and custards. Secondly, the parts department, what baking ingredients actually do, Brown devotes significant attention to the functional roles of baking staples, treating the pantry like a set of components rather than a list of brand name products. He explains how flour and other starches provide structure, how proteins contribute strength and elasticity, and how fats influence tenderness, layering, and flavor delivery. Sugar is treated as more than sweetness, also affecting browning, moisture retention, and texture. Eggs receive special focus because they are multi-purpose. They can emulsify, provide water, add fat, and set into structure when heated. Water and other liquids are discussed in terms of hydration and steam production, both critical for rise and crumb. Leaveners, including chemical leaveners and yeast, are positioned as controlled gas systems that only work properly when matched to the right batter or dough environment. Environment, by framing ingredients in terms of jobs they perform. The book equips readers to troubleshoot common issues such as dryness, toughness, poor rise, and uneven browning, and to choose techniques that fit the ingredient behavior. Thirdly, six mixing methods as a map for nearly all baking. The heart of the book is its classification of baked goods by mixing method, an approach many readers find easier to generalize than organizing by dessert type. Brown highlights six core methods: muffin, biscuit, creaming, straight dough, egg foam, and custards. Each method represents a different strategy for combining ingredients and managing structure. The muffin method typically minimizes mixing after wet, meets dry to avoid toughness. The biscuit method focuses on cutting fat into flour to create pockets that become flake. The creaming method uses fat and sugar to incorporate air for lift and a fine crumb. Straight dough organizes yeast bread making around hydration, kneading, fermentation, and shaping. Egg foam relies on whipped eggs for volume, demanding careful folding and heat management. Custards emphasize gentle heating and controlled coagulation for a smooth set. By learning the logic of each method, a baker can recognize why pancakes behave differently from muffins, why certain cookies spread, and why a cheesecake is structurally closer to a custard than a cake. The framework becomes a transferable toolkit. Fourthly, measurement, process discipline, and the habit of precision, a practical theme throughout the book, is that baking rewards consistency, and consistency depends on measurement and repeatable technique. Brown is known for advocating careful measuring, often preferring weight for dry ingredients to reduce the variability caused by packing, humidity, and scooping habits. He also stresses reading and understanding a recipe before starting, so timing, temperature, and equipment decisions do not become last-minute improvisations. This emphasis is not presented as fussiness for its own sake, but as a way to control variables in a process where small differences can cascade into major texture changes. Brown also focuses on the steps of baking as stages, such as mixing, rest, or fermentation, when relevant, shaping or portioning, and baking or setting. By encouraging a more methodical workflow, The book helps homebakers diagnose failures, repeat successes, and develop intuition grounded in controlled practice. The result is a more reliable path to good bread, tender cakes, crisp cookies, and stable custards. Lastly, recipes as demonstrations, not just a collection. While the book includes a range of recipes across breads, cakes, cookies, pies, quick breads, and custards, their main purpose is instructional. Each recipe functions as a worked example of a mixing method and the science behind it, reinforcing technique rather than simply providing variety. Classic and approachable items appear so readers can focus on fundamentals and recognize expected results, such as how a basic pie crust should handle or how a properly mixed quick bread should look before baking. Brown style encourages adapting once you understand what variables are safe to change, such as flavor additions or certain ingredient swaps, without breaking structure. The recipes therefore act like lab exercises, teaching you how to evaluate batter thickness, dough development, and doughness cues. The book also uses sidebars, trivia, and historical notes to keep the learning engaging, which can make the experience feel like a workshop more than a conventional dessert book. Readers who want glossy food photography may find less of that emphasis, but those seeking technique will find the recipe section tightly connected to the lessons. In conclusion, I am just here. For More Food is best suited to home bakers who want to improve results by understanding why techniques work, not only by repeating instructions. Readers who enjoy a blend of humor and clear explanations will appreciate Brown's teaching voice, especially if they like the educational style associated with his broader culinary work. The practical benefit is confidence. Once you grasp the roles of ingredients and the purpose of each mixing method, you can troubleshoot common problems such as dense cakes, tough muffins, flat cookies, weak yeast rise, or curdled custards with far less guesswork. Intellectually, the book offers a satisfying bridge between kitchen practice and basic food science, making concepts like structure building, leavening, and coagulation feel usable rather than abstract. What helps it stand out among baking books is its organizing framework. Instead of presenting baking as dozens of unrelated categories, it treats many baked goods as variations on a few fundamental methods, which encourages transfer learning from one recipe to another. Compared with many photo-heavy dessert collections, it is more like a guided course in fundamentals, making it a strong choice for serious beginners, improving intermediates, and anyone who wants a reference they can return to when something goes wrong. If you would like to support Alton Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.